Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have some top quality action to look forward to in Fairy House on Sunday. Three Grade 1s on their card. There's also a Grade 3 and plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark, thank you.
Good. Great card to look forward to this afternoon.
Yeah, really tasty stuff, isn't it? One of the best novice hurdles you're going to see probably throughout the season. The Bar 1 Racing Royal Bond. That Grade 1 has brought together 10, you know, real live contenders here for Supreme Novices Hurdle Glory next year at the festival. I think they're going to be taking high rank after today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a difficult one, that. It's sort of genuine 9-2, 4-1 the field race as well. And then we've got the other Grade 1 on the card, the Drinmore, which is always a good stepping stone for good novice chasers. And Jet Ski throws his cap in the ring as well for champion hurdle glory. Having seen what my tent or yours did yesterday, he needs to be right in his game.
Yeah, it's be interesting to speak to AP after that and just see which one he prefers out of the two if Jeski does win, because they've got a strong hand, haven't they? He should be good. Informative card then at Fairy House this afternoon. Let's get stuck into the action. The 12-10 is the first race, and we start with the juvenile 3-year-old hurdle. It's a Grade 3 contest over 2 miles, and an odds-on favourite, quite a heavily odds-on favourite as well, in Anali Fair, who's 4-11 this morning. Clarkham is 8-1. It's 9-1 for Elish Poor. Jadago is 10-1. 11-1 for Noble Inn. Sinmiedo is 20s and the 50s, barring that. And all the money this morning has been for the favourite, Andy.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Absolutely smashed up in the betting. Anali Fair, who made an impressive rules debut in Ireland when winning, well, as easy as you like, really. She was really impressive. Once she was set about her work turning around the home bend, she really lengthened clear from stable companion Noble Inn, who was quite well fancied in the market on that occasion. The manner of victory, or the distance she won by, was probably could have been doubled, to be honest, if she would have been pushed right out. She looks as though she's got a good engine, huge turn of foot, and she certainly looks to be the best horse, 3-year-old wise, from Ireland this season. And she's expected to win again. If you are looking for something each way, perhaps Jadago could fit that bill. 10-1 with William Hill this morning, perhaps to do with the forecast. Or perhaps put him into some each-way doubles today, because I do think this horse will be in the frame, if not being quite good enough to beat the favourite. I like the way this horse's profile is going. Although he got beat by Claire Cam, 2 starts back at third, I felt as though that track was a bit too tight for Jadago. He's a big, long, striding, galloping type, and he got a chance to prove what he could do when he went to Navan next time out over a more bigger circumference of circuit. And he managed to lower the colours of Indian Icon, who was very strongly fancied on that occasion. And the winning time, actually, was one of the best times I've got so far this season in Ireland from a juvenile. So I think at 10-1, Jadago, probably, you know, you can make money if you back that each way. So I can't... It's not put me recommending, you know, we'll smash into a 4-11 chance. So let's go with Jadago each way, and hopefully we can make a profit, even if we don't back the winner.
Okay, good stuff. On to the second race, the 12:40. This is the Royal Bond Novice Hurdle, which is a Grade 1 over 2 miles. And as you've already mentioned, Andy, a great renewal of this race. I mean, last year Jeski beat 5 rivals, I think. We've got 10 in the lineup, and you can give a chance to most of them. Alonso is the 7-2 favourite. Minella for You is 4-1. Gambling Girl looks aptly named, because she's subject to a gamble this morning. 9-1 into 11-2 at the time of recording. Gilt Shadow is 6s with the Tuller Tank. It's 13-2 for Very Wood. Renetti is 8-1. It's 14-1 for Arctic Fire and Mr. 51, and Something Wonderful is the 50-1 outsider. So a great race to look forward to, Andy. Who would you like for the 12:40?
I like quite a lot of these, actually, Mark, to be honest. It's a real head scratcher for me, because as I'm a compiler of speed figures, I've got an embarrassment of riches to choose from. Quite a few of these have caught the eye visually and on the clock as well, none more so than Alonso, who I've been waiting for quite a while. I was actually hoping he'd run in a little bit weaker race than this to have a decent bet on him next time out, because he did a very big figure when he won at Wexford on his Royals debut for Willie Mullins. And the second horse who got beat 23 lengths, Oscar Passion, won next time out at 16-1, no less, at Punchestown the other week. So it just shows you how good and how fast they were going on that occasion. He was eased down as well to do that time. He's been safe for this race, especially ever since. And with Ruby Walsh choosing him over the other two horses in the care of Willie Mullins, Renetti and Arctic Fire, you'd hope that Ruby has made the right decision. I certainly think he has. And the market's probably got him about right, round about 4-1, 7-2. He's certainly one of the most exciting horses in this race. Although, that said, there are other horses here with plenty of progression in their profile. I like the way Manella Foru is going. There's nothing wrong with his form. He beat Very Wood last time out, probably due to the fact that Very Wood was jumping out to his right, and I think Very Wood will be a much better horse going right-handed today, so that matchup could be quite interesting. We've also got Gilt Shadow in there as well, who recorded a big figure when he won in Down Royal. I did a racing preview night for the West Midland Racing Club about a month ago, and I marked up as Gilt Shadow as one of the horses to follow in Ireland, because not many punters would have probably latched onto that form of his down in Down Royal, but Stuart Crawford, his trainer, is definitely knows what it takes when he's got a good horse through his hands, and he's a player. Then you've got the Tullow Tank, who Connections think very, very highly of. He quickened up really smartly the other day in the hands of Danny Mullins to lower the colours of Turn and Go from the Willie Mullins stable. He was a good four or five lengths down jump in the last, but by the time he'd gone past the line, he was well in command and striding majestically clear. So I'm just touching the surface here, and then we've got obviously Gambling Girl, who's been well back this morning. So this is a really, really good Grade 1, a proper test of these young horses. I'll stick with Alonso because I think his figure suggests to me that he could be very, very exciting off that Wexford run. But don't discount Gilt Shadow, and certainly that would also apply to the Tullow Tank as well. Hopefully the win will come for one of those three.
Okay, should be a cracker, the 12.40. The 110 isn't too bad either. This is the Drimmore Novices Chase. It's a Grade 1 over 2.5 miles. And Sizing Rio is the favourite at 5-2 this morning, chasing the hat-trick here. Don Cossack is 11-4. Road to Riches, 4-1. It's 9-2 for Carlingford Lock, 11-2 for Art of Logistics. And Claire Narmion is the 33-1 outsider, and I'm sure that pronunciation was very wrong, so I apologise for that. Either way though, Andy, it's another great race to look forward to at Fairy House. Who do you like for the 110?
Yeah, this is another smashing mark, isn't it? Yeah, we're looking forward to this race. All five can be given a chance, and we probably haven't even touched the surface with one or two of these as well over fences. I think they've got more to come. My selection would be Art of Logistics. He's currently in 11-2 chance of William Hill this morning. I do think that's a good value bet here for Desi Hughes's really tall, scopey, rangy five-year-old, who has always looked to chase out right from his fledgling days as a three-year-old. And basically, he's just been marking time until he could attack the larger obstacles. And he certainly wasted no time as well in getting down to the nitty-gritty by winning his first two races at Gowran Park, and more impressively last time out in a Grade 3 at Punchestown. That was the Bookhouse Novices Chase, when he beat two useful horses who got into that race with good form figures behind them. That was Six Stone Ned, and more in particular Darwin's Fox, who was unbeaten over fences up until that point. And the way he did it, and the time which he recorded on that occasion, suggested he's very good. He ran 2:51.8 for the circuit, and Roy Demee, who won the Grade 2 on the same card, ran 2:53.8. So there was a good 10 lengths between those two very good horses, respectively, on that card. So it suggests that Art of Logistics is right out the top draw. He's certainly up to Grade 1 standard on my figures anyway. So he's going to be my selection. But, you know, you can make cases out for quite a few of these. Don Cossack obviously got a tall reputation. He just came out second best of a good tussle between himself and Morning Assembly at Punchestown last time out. Obviously, he's very good. Sizing Rio jumped magnificently when he won up Cork last time out. That was the feature of his round. And he's going to be popular with quite a few. You've got Carlingford Lock, who was runner-up down in Listowel last time out behind White Star Line. Obviously, that handicap form is really solid, and he's a Galway Plate winner. And that's not to forget Roads to Riches as well, who lowered the colours of yesterday's winner, Fox Rock, in very impressive fashion at Nace on his chasing debut. And non-meet horses are in great nick. So just like the previous race, we're going to learn a lot by watching these horses today. We're going to get a better feel to what is to come later on in the season, what kind of horses are going to be running at the big festivals. I'm hoping it's going to be Art of Logistics, but it wouldn't surprise me if he finished second or third and still ran a blinder.
Okay, on to the 145 next. This is race 4 on the card. This is a mare's handicap chase over 2.5 miles. And Victrix Gale heads the betting this morning at 11-4. But personally, I thought the trip wasn't far enough for the Tony Martin runner. Then there's three in the betting: Lizard Estraval, Ballina Howe Lady, and Avondu Lady, who've all got a piece of form that ties together from Clonmel last time. Ballina Howe Lady came out on top on that occasion. But the money is coming for Lizard Estraval this morning. It's sevens into 9-2 for that one. Ballina Howe Lady is 6-1, as is Avondu Lady, and then 7-1 barring those. Do you think that piece of form will be key here, Andy?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, Avondu Lady won this race last year, so she clearly loves this track. She's run well here before. I actually tipped her the other day in Clonmel. I thought she was going to win jumping two out, but Ballina Howe Lady really knuckled down and deservedly won that race in the end through sheer tenacity. But that's not to say that Avondu Lady can't turn the tables around on this more galloping track. Obviously, Clonmel, very much a specialist track, where it's a sharp uphill down dale place, and it suited David O'Brien's mare. And I'd probably go with Avondu Lady out of the two today. But I'd also probably couple up Avondu Lady with the unlucky horse in that race, Lizzie's Destreval, who was severely up in grade after winning at the Listowel Festival in a much lower company. But she proved that she was certainly up to the task, as she was running on very eye-catchingly, just in behind the speed when she took a tumble at the second last, when closing in on the leaders. I think she would have taken a hand in the finish. And I think one or two punters have latched onto that as well this morning. If you notice, there's quite a bit of money in the direction of Lizzie's Destreval. And she certainly shouldn't be underestimated here. As I said, I'd probably perm her up at 9-2 with Avondu Lady at 6-1 and back them both to the same stakes and hopefully make a profit there, because I agree with you. I think Victrix Gale takes a huge chunk out of the market but doesn't represent great value at 11-4. So, yeah, that's the way I'd go. Perm up Lizzie's Destreval with Avondu Lady.
Okay, on to the 2.15 then next. This is the Hatton's Grace Hurdle, which is a grade one over 2.5 miles, and Jeski heads the betting 4-5 at the time of recording. Rule of the World is 7-2, Zaipor sixes with the Digout is 9, sorry, and Diakali is also 9-1. Jeski then the favourite, obviously bags of class and ability, but what do you make of him stepping up to 2.5 miles this afternoon?
Yeah, that's the only slight question mark, isn't it? And that's probably why one or two bookmakers are fielding against him this morning. I think if there's a 2 mile race, he'd be 1-2. But we're sort of getting close to even money, 4-5 with William Hill, 5-6, that kind of price. I think if you're prepared to take the risk that he does get the trip, then you know, you could be handsomely rewarded here. I'm open-minded, really, Mark, to be honest. I mean, his run style suggests he'd be okay because he settles well. He's not a keen puller or a horse likely to expend too much energy early on. He can make the running if nothing else wants to go on, as he proved last time out at Down Royal, and almost like take matters into his own hands, i.e. set it up as if it was a 2 mile race. But you know, he's going to be tested by horses who have proven over the trip as well, so there are you know, cases for the prosecution as well. The Digout will probably want to make sure that there's plenty of pace on. Rule of the World certainly won't want you know, an adequate test over 2.5 miles for him, because he stays well. And Diakali also threatens to be a useful horse over this trip. So it is a nasty conundrum. I'm a massive, massive fan of Jeski. If anyone listens to William Hill Radio and podcasts I've done, I hold Jessica Harrington's 5-year-old in the highest regard. I've actually backed this horse for the Champion Hurdle along with my 10th or yours. I think the winner will come out of last year's Supreme Novices Hurdle, because it was one of the fastest races I got last season on my figures. And I'm pretty sure that younger category will be too good for the likes of Hurricane Fly when it comes to Cheltenham next season. It wouldn't be the end of the world if Jeski got beat today. As soon as we've got that excuse at the back of our locker, haven't we, just in case he does get beat. But I'm going to have to stick with him, because I just think he's so talented. He can pretty much cope with anything that's thrown at him. So Jeski, strong choice there in the 2.15.
Okay, Jeski then in at the 2.15. On to the penultimate race. This is the 2.50, and this is a Grade C handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs, and Swordfish heads the betting this morning at 5-2. It's sixes for Caheranon. It's 13-2 for another palm. Prosperity Square, 9s. 12-1 for Ipsos de Berlay. 12-1 for the Lobster Catcher. 14s for Miss Pepper Pot. 16s for Caduceus. And then 16-1 our bigger prices, the rest. Nothing really has been, well, but everything's drifting this morning, Andy, but the favourite, pretty solid.
Yeah, Swordfish, yeah. He's good on his day, Swordfish. He often runs well when the combination of tongue tie and blinkers are used. In between times at Limerick and Sligo, bizarrely, he didn't have the blinkers on, but bookending that was a win at Fairy House. So he's proven over this track back in April at the Easter meeting. And last time out, of course, in the Cork National, when he stayed on very powerfully in the latter stages. To be honest, he was always going to win that race. He was moving, you know, the best from virtually half a mile out, and it was just a matter of formality that he got the job done in the latter stages with a few clean jumps. Very rarely do you see a horse win so easily in such a competitive race, so he's obviously going to be in high on a lot of punters' lists here. 5-2 William on this morning. He's a fair enough price. He stays well, and the ground should be not a problem. If you're looking for something at a slightly bigger price, then maybe Caharan on. Desi Hughes' 7-year-old mare will fit the bill for most here. I quite like her from an each-way perspective here. I've always felt that there's been a big potter waiting for this horse off the back of several good runs over hurdles a couple of years ago. And she's done a pretty good job so far of fences in six starts. Probably her best run on the figures was when she was run up behind Tala. Willie Mullins' very high-class mare back in Limerick. That was back in May. She's came back up for a long layoff to finish fourth in that good Clonmel race on the 14th of November. Now we get a chance to look at that form in the previous race when the first three home that day, Ballina Howe Lady back in there and Avondue Lady all cross swords in that mare's race. So hopefully that form will take a bit of a boost. But I think this 3-mile 5 triple playing to her strengths here. Sometimes she's looked as though she's got outpaced over 2.5 and 3 miles, and sometimes she does her best work at the end when the front runners have gone by her. So I've got a feeling the rhythm of this race will suit her. And one at a massive price as well, just to keep an eye on, perhaps we'll have a couple of quid at, is His Highness, a horse that was going really well the other day at Punchestown in a race which is working out well on the 30th of October. That was over 2.5 miles. Again, that trip would have been far too short, this horse, but he was running on quite nicely when he made a bad mistake and seated his pilot at the fourth last. And off a low weight and at a sort of odds around about 16 to 1, I thought His Highness might run okay. So I certainly couldn't put you off Swordfish if you wanted to back that at a short price. I'd probably go with Caharan on each way, though, however, at 6-1, because I think she's better value. And maybe His Highness for those that want to play even bigger odds.
Okay, and the final race this afternoon is the 3:20. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and is priced up like a match between Sizing Venezuela and Value at Risk. It's 11-8 for the Willie Mullins runner, and the Philip Fenton runner is 15-8 rather. I suppose you've got to decide whether you want to go with the potential of Sizing Venezuela or the decent form of Value at Risk. That Punchestown bumper looked pretty good, Andy.
It did, yeah. That's probably the way I'd go here. Obviously, Willie Mullins is charged with respected and was given a nice one or two compliments by his trainer in yesterday's Racing Post file that he does now on a regular basis. So he's given you the inside track there. But I'll go with the form horse, Value at Risk. He's a lovely horse, this son of Kate Tara. He's probably not going to be developing into a proper horse until he's a 5- and 6-year-old. A lot of those Cape Taras often need a bit of time. And his first ever run was at the Punchestown Festa when he chased down the very smart Very Wood. Of course, runs in the Grade 1 earlier on the card. But this horse did incredibly well, considering his inexperience. And he's kind of like gawkiness almost through that race. But he's certainly got the frame, the size and the potential to make into a very useful horse in the future. This should be ideal for him today. Another big galloping track and nice ground to run on. I would suggest he'd probably be a 2-2.5 mile horse perhaps later on in the season when he's running over hurdles. But for now, he should have enough quality perhaps to at least give his main market rival a race. It'd be interesting to see how they bet closer to the off, but the money in the direction of both of these this morning suggests that they're both really strongly fancied, so we could have fireworks in the final race.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, cracking card today. Really looking forward to this. Not necessarily from a betting aspect either. I think from a pure purist angle and looking towards the future. From a betting point of view, I think the favourite has been sort of taken out of our hands in the first race, Anna Leafe. She'll probably win, but my recommendation would be to go with Jadago each way as a good value alternative at 10-1. The 12:40 is an absolute humdinger, to be honest. It's a mouth-watering race. I'm going to stay low with Alonso on the figures, but suggest you keep an eye on Gilt Shadow and the Tullow Tank. That is a brilliant race. We're also spoilt for choice in the 110 as well, with 5 very good horses going to post here. But from the value angle I'm coming at, I think Art of Logistics looks a very big price at 11-2. In the 145, again, another incredibly difficult race to decipher, but I'll stick with that form down in Thurles and go with Avondue Lady and Lizzie's Destrovel. in the 12:15. In the 2:15, the Barwon race in Hatton's Grace. Hopefully, Jet Ski will keep his unbeaten run going. In the 2:50, again another difficult race for punters, but Kehran on looks sure to give you a good run for your money. In the final race, what looks a mouth-watering clash between size in Venezuela and value at risk, I'll go with the latter to score for Philip Fenton.
Good stuff. Should be a great day in Fairy House this afternoon, Andy. Enjoy the action and good luck with those selections.
I sure will. Cheers, Mark. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.